Well, good morning. It is 6:22 a.m. on Monday, March 27th, 2023. Winding down on the month of March. It's 36 degrees, which is just over 2 degrees Celsius. 94% humidity. The distinct chill in the air. And Big Hair Dude was on the train as I commenced my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. So, Big Hair Dude's kind of going to be like the bones or no bones day barometer, I think. Hey, Big Hair Dude was on the train. Woo! Buy a lottery ticket. It's going to be a good day. Nah. Just be a day. A day with Big Hair Dude on the train. Whatever that means. God, the cold has like weight this morning. It's like it settles. You know, and it's, I think it's like how dew works, like when there's dew on the grass in the morning, the humidity, the moisture in the air settles and accumulates on the blades of grass. That's what it feels like. It feels like the cold has weight this morning and it's settling. I remember sitting there and it feeling the cold sort of layering on top, which is the odd sensation, but expect nothing less from Portland and Portland weather. So let's see, got lots to catch up on. On Friday, I had my first official Tai Chi class, which was very cool. The facility is remarkable. It's a huge open space, big surprise there. But they've got like a fighting ring and there's all these accoutrements of the various martial arts. There's staves and the boxing pads that, you know, people wear when they're punching or kicking, sparring and so on. There's punching bags and various and sundry, just all kinds of cool gear. So very much a sense that there's clearly a lot more going on here than just Tai Chi, which is fine and to be expected, I suppose. So, but actually had the Sifu teach the class, which was awesome. He's a nice guy. I got there early, what a shock, as you do, for your first day. You don't want to be late for your first day of class. So I rolled in and he was working with somebody one-on-one and actually broke off and got me checked in. He was very, very courteous, very pleasant. And then when class started, there was this very subtle shift of mastery, of very much being the guide and master and tutor for the class. And it was just intriguing to watch that transition from host to teacher in him. And it's a neat guy and obviously knows his stuff very well. And I learned the first two, I call them phrases or beats of the form that were going to be learning. And of course, the class is huge. There must have been like 30 people there. Maybe not that much. Yeah, maybe. They're around 30. So, and everybody's at a different stage of things. So he very deftly broke everyone out into groups in terms of how long they'd been there and how much of the form they learned. And took extra time with me and a few others who had not been there forever, and walked us through the forms. And it's, I remember now that feeling of flow and energy that the Tai Chi forms have. So, Powell's. So that was very cool. I've got another class today at noon. So hopefully learn a couple more phrases in the dialogue, in the language of this particular form. I've been practicing. I do 20 minutes a day, just working at the form. So it becomes muscle memory, so it doesn't have to be something you necessarily concentrate on, but rather something you move through. Again, subtle distinction, but profound in terms of how you feel when you're moving through it. So that was very cool. And then took a drive out to Newport and checked into the Sylvia Beach Hotel of Newport. And driving out from Portland to Newport, I hit every kind of weather, almost every kind of weather you could have. It was bright, clear, sunshiny, gorgeous, and then it rained, and then it sleeted, and then it snowed, and then it was bright sunshine again, and it was just all over the map. Same coming back, too, now that I think about it. Coming back yesterday, hit the same thing, because there's a range of mountains between Portland and the coast. And going through those peaks and valleys, you go through all kinds of climate strata, as it were. But God, it was a lovely weekend. So I stayed. So at the Sylvia Beach Hotel, every room is themed by an author. And I was staying in the Jules Verne room. It's such a cool room. The bed frame is, well, it's wood painted to look like metal. Really wish it was metal, but it was wood painted like metal. And there's barnacles and starfish and gears and iron esque stuffs, and there's an enormous tentacle that shoots out, juts out from the ceiling, and a big octopus eye peering through a porthole, which was awesome. Pictures of Jules Verne, and there's a mural in the bathroom, and I'm looking at it, and you can see the Sylvia Beach Hotel at one end of it, and then there's the ocean, and then there's ships on the ocean, and then there's Paris, and then there's the Statue of Liberty, and then there's the Great Wall of China, and the Old West. And I'm going, what is this mural? And it dawned on me about halfway through the weekend. It's like, oh, Around the World in 80 Days is a classic Jules Verne story. So this is Around the World in One Bathroom. But it's like, ah, yes, good. I figured it out. There's everything has a meaning there. There's a reason why it's there, and it's tuned to the author for some reason, some way or another. So that was very cool. God, that bed was comfy. I slept so well at that place. And the beach, oh God, the beach. There's something about the Pacific. It's just, I grew up, summers in my youth were spent on the Jersey Shore. My grandparents had a place on Long Beach Island, a couple places actually. And we would go there and, you know, frequently spend several weekends in the summer down at the shore, which was cool. And so I'm very familiar with the Atlantic Ocean. But, you know, I've been to Cannon Beach, been to Newport twice, and the Pacific Ocean, just at least along the Oregon coast, is a very different vibe. There's a lot more ocean there, it feels like. The waves crest much farther out, so you've got this very active surf area. And the sound and the smells and everything, it's wonderful and potent and very relaxing. And we were, of course, there to celebrate Muse's birth weekend. And all of her partners were there. I was there, her husband was there, and her other partner was there. And I am struck by how graceful, I guess, everybody is about that. And again, this is old holdover from monogamy and fidelity and old relationship paradigms that I'm trying to move through and adapt into this new orientation. And I mean, it made sense. It was just very pleasant. And, you know, Muse moves through it gracefully. She's been doing it for 10 years. All of these people have been in this orientation of relationship for years now. It's the way they live. So I would expect it to be graceful. But for me, being new to it, it was very cool to see. And as it turns out, I'm going to have an opportunity to experience that this weekend. Going to go see a movie on Saturday with Allie and her partner and some other friends from the Polyam group, and Muse is going to come with. And I'm going to be able to have that experience of having two partners together socially. And yes, I'm feeling a little stressed about that. But I'm going to be the only one feeling stressed about that, because Allie and Muse are going to be cool with it. Everybody's going to be cool with it. So I'm going to try and take my cues from the people that live in this space. I'm glad Allie and Muse are going to get to meet each other. That's cool. They don't have to be friends. I mean, that's not a mandate of polyamory, but I mean, they're both important to me, and I think I am important to them. Therefore, being at least aware of or familiar with the things that are important to your partner makes sense. I don't know. I don't know if that's old school monogamy or just basic human interaction. I don't know. It'll be interesting. Nothing if not interesting is Dave's life these days. And I'm here for it. I'm also, morning, deep in Jameson Square, so I need to wrap this up. So it's, what, Monday? It's a new start of a new week. New beginnings, new strides in certain directions. Whatever direction you choose. I hope you have a lovely Monday. I hope you feel the rhythm and flow of your day I mean, really, Tai Chi is a microcosm of a larger movement through life. And I'm already feeling that awareness shift that extends beyond just the Tai Chi forms. So I hope you get that sense as well, because that's very, I don't know, it's grounding. It allows you to be a more active participant in what's going on around you, which is kind of cool. So I will wish that for you. But however it goes down, however your day unfolds, we can embrace the words of Brother Zig and the notion that despite everything, we can create and crow and caw and add to the world. And we can love fearlessly, because there's always a hesitation, because love implies vulnerability and exposure, and it does, it absolutely does. But that impulse to share, to enmesh, interweave with someone else, I think that's a good instinct. I think that helps give you a very different context on both your lives, which again just gives you more colors on your palette to color with, and that's not a bad thing. So create, love fearlessly. I will do the same, and I will talk to you soon.